Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. And we're going to do another spin the dial event here. We're going to think about some things that are nice to do in the Hudson Valley. We did one with farther away places, maybe up to 2 hours outside the area, maybe 3 hours. But I want to do something that's local also. You're just sitting around. You want to, well, where can I go? I'll just give you some ideas and you think about it and you know, go wherever wherever you feel like. So that's good. So first of all, the Hudson River Valley, the river itself is a significant attraction. And there are different places you can get onto and to do. Did you know there's a beach down in Nyack that you can go and swim? Did you know that the Newburgh area, you have several companies, I'd say, you know, at least two, maybe three, that do cruises on the Hudson. Some do the murder mystery things. Some do the, you know, dinner kind of things. And some are just sightseeing that you could take advantage of. You go up to Kingston, you've got more river-related cruises. And I think that's very relaxing. You could do it kind of short notice. The Kingston is every day of the week. The Newburgh ones, I think, you've got the weekends and primarily. But the river itself, then you've got anybody that's got boating, you've got your boat access, and there's a lot of sailing and boating going on. And actually, you know, I've seen people fishing in the Hudson, and my little nephew just caught an 18-inch, a catfish he caught right in the Newburgh area. So you've got you've got that kind of thing. Now, I could break things down by communities, but I can also look at it from the attraction kind of thing. So, for example, the fairgrounds, the Dutchess County Fairgrounds, you could always stop and look at their event calendar, and they have fascinating weekends that are special, that all different themes. So they'll do a home, you know, home and garden. They'll do a sheep, something on sheep. They'll do, you name it. You'll be surprised. It's a great day out, and you can really, take your time and pick. And you also need to look at and revisit, because I wasn't following them for a long time. The Orange County Speedway is coming up with some really fantastic entertainment. My brother went to, there was cars, where they had, demolition derbies and all kinds of stunt things with cars and trucks. They're doing rodeos. They're doing just a variety. So, you know, take a look, because you might be surprised and find something that you really love, and it might be coming close to you. So I would check out the fairgrounds. Ulster County Fairgrounds, they do quite a bit of things too, and they have some seasonal art and antique kind of shows that are very popular. And I think it's Memorial Weekend. I think it's Labor Day weekend. Quail Hollow is the company that does them. You can look them up. You've got flea markets like the Stormville Flea Market. That's a really big deal. And, you know, it's kind of a comparable. It's not as big as like Brimfield in Massachusetts or anything, but good quality. They've been doing it for many years. So that's something else that you can do on a short notice. That's, I think, four times a year. So you'd have to look up the the time and when it is. The Newburgh area, you've got a slew of attractions over there. The Carpelese Manuscript Museum is incredible. They have collections of manuscripts that come in that I saw the Emancipation Proclamation there. I saw stuff from John Paul II. They've had just amazing things. They do baseball themes. And it's one of like a dozen museums that are all around the country that's owned by a real estate magnate in California, David Carpelese, and his kids, when he was young, he wanted them to take an interest in something. And he saw that he was somewhere and they said, oh, look at the handwriting on whoever it was. It was a document. So he started collecting the documents, and he really has amazing stuff. I saw the Magna Carta. When that museum first opened, they had the 50 greatest documents or something, and he brought the whole collection there. And boy, what was that? That was amazing. I don't think I'm ever going to see something like that again in my lifetime. I wish he'd resurrect that and bring it back again. So that's in the city of Newburgh. You've got the Washington's headquarters. State Historic Site. I mean, that's the first historic site basically that, you know, you can find anywhere that they became a state historic site. And Washington, you know, turned down the crown when he was in the Snoeburg area. He lived here for the longest time. And I think you'll love it. There's there's the actual house, the Hasbrouck House. There's also a museum. That's a detached museum. And there you'll see things like the chain that went across the Hudson River and, you know, his flask. I mean, just interesting little things. And I'm sure they changed that collection and rotated because they've got quite a bit of things. And people have donated more over the years. So you want to definitely check out the museum at Washington's headquarters. And I would also say there's something called the Tower of Victory. It was built and... the roof was in disrepair. Well, they've restored everything and it's open. You climb up to the top and you get incredible views of the Hudson River Valley. I think you can see West Point easily from up there. But Newburgh was a very important place in the Hudson, in the whole Revolutionary War scenario. It was where we had the troops over at the New Windsor Cantonment and Washington headquarters. There was a tremendous amount of food that used to go back and forth over the Hudson River at that Newburgh Beacon area. And they had a beacon up on top of Mount Beacon would be the fires that would, signal fires so everybody can know, you know, if the British were coming or whatever. So Newburgh was really important. It was a choke point kind of. And actually afterwards, I don't know if anybody knows this, but in the 40s, they built ships there. It's one of, I think, three deep water ports on the Hudson. I think one down in Havistraw and the one in Newburgh, and I think the other one was up in Albany. So it's very significant from that kind of a nautical standpoint. And actually a lot of sea captains, when they retired, they moved to Newburgh. And if you go over, you could see some of the houses. The Crawford House is the most famous. The Newburgh Historical Society runs it. And Captain David Crawford was the person there who, used to have big parties for the Hudson, for people in the Hudson back in I guess this was the 1800s. You also had Andrew Jackson Downing lived here. Just amazing stuff. They used to have steamboat races on the Hudson. But anyway, you want to see Crawford House. That's a great historic site also in Newburgh, along with Carpelies and Washington's headquarters. And there's a motorcycle museum called the Motorcyclopedia Museum. And incredible museum, and it's got lots of famous. When you'll go there and you look at the collection, and you'll see things from different movies, Ghost Rider, motorcycle, things like that, and just a really nice place that you could spend a whole day. And they have these things where they have races on these tiny bikes, so you have to look on the website and look that up. And then they used to host a chocolate festival and had other special events. And again, you might want to take a look on the website. So this Newburgh area. You can, maybe a couple miles away now, you've got New Windsor, you've got the Purple Heart Museum, and you've got the New Windsor Cantonment, where thousands of Revolutionary War people had to sleep. And that's where the end of, when basically everybody got dismissed to go back home, they were here. So the New Windsor Cantonment you'd want to take a look at. And sometimes they do reenactors in this area, a lot of history-related buffs. So... definitely you could spend a week in the Newburgh area and have a really good time. Lots of great restaurants. You can go from little home cook stuff like Anna's in Newburgh, and then you can go up to you name it. There's all kinds of chains and other places in the area. You like Iron Chef is kind of like hibachi, where they cook in front of you. That's in that's over on North Plank Road in Newburgh. So anyway, don't forget the Newburgh area. Another community that it's worth a nice day trip is the Warwick area. Beautiful main street. If you like shopping, little shops, boutiquing things, you'll like it. The Warwick area also has a tremendous amount of apples and farms and that kind of thing. So Ox's Orchards is one of my favorites. They've got a huge variety of things that you could pick your own, and also a beautiful farm stand where you have a lot of stuff there. Also in Warwick is we got Penning's Orchards. They have like a little winery thing. They have entertainment. They got stuff for kids to do. They've got an ice cream place, like as does Ox's. So you could have a really nice time just, you know, with the farms for a couple of days. In the fall, of course, it's packed. People come from Jersey and all over the place. But you can go year round and have a nice time. So the Main Street, that there's some good golfing over there, and there's parks. So Warwick would definitely be a nice place to take a trip. There are West Point. It speaks for itself. I mean, one of the top destinations in New York State, and you could take tours of West Point pretty much every, you know, it's not every day of the year because they're closed on Christmas probably and Thanksgiving, but they're open, you know, 7 days a week, and you could take a guided tour, and it's very, very interesting, and it's great for kids to see the history of the country. There's a really nice museum, the West Point Museum. And they have changing exhibits, but they have a permanent collection. Really great. I got to see an A-bomb there. I mean, it's just very interesting. So you could spend the day at West Point. West Point is also terrific. Say you got some family coming up for the holidays and they're going to be, you know, you're going to have house guests. What do you do with them? Well, a trip to West Point's great. A trip to Washington's headquarters. There's these really world-class, you know, sites that they can visit when they're in the Hudson Valley, and you could visit with your families. Shoppers, the Mecca is Woodbury Commons. This stuff is all, you know, a lot of it Orange County. So Woodbury Commons, I don't know how many hundreds, I gave up counting of how many stores, and they grow and grow and grow. But whatever name brand you like, chances are there's one of their outlets at Woodbury Commons. So that's a really great draw. So that's shopping, and that gets busier when you're getting closer to the, you know, the holidays. But they do big seasonal. They do memorial sales. They do things seasonally through the year. So again, you can look up the website. I think you could probably link in through the Orange County website to them. But that's another great place to go. Now let's hop across the river, and I'd like to talk a little bit about Dutchess County. Dutchess is like the most incredible. It's amazing, the county. I just the Rhinebeck area, beautiful shops. Everybody really cares about their community. You name it, you can find it. Great farms. You can go farm, you know, picking things. And there's tours, so you can get tours of a dairy and, you know, things like that. Their website is excellent, so you can really plan things. And they have a lot of hotels. So over in Dutchess County, you've got the fairgrounds. You've got tremendous historic sites. You've got the FDR site. You can take a tour there. Very, very nice. You've got the Vanderbilt Mansion. And these guys are like beautiful properties that are on the Hudson River bank. And you can, you know, look at and see the Hudson. It's just a really, really nice day. Very relaxing. Great food in the in that area. And, you know, you can go into downtown, into Rhinebeck, or you can go into, there's a number of places along the route there. If you like to do outside stuff, there's lots of parks. And there's the walkway over the Hudson River, which I'm amazed. I forgot how many. It was like over 500,000 people or something last year. It was just amazing, the number of people that come. And you can walk from one side to the other. And we'll talk about Ulster County in a little bit. The walkway over the Hudson is worth doing. And you could do that with your relatives or your friends, or just you have nothing to do. You want to go do something interesting. That's pretty good. That connects Highland into Poughkeepsie. So you want that. And then there are Renegades games. So you have baseball in the area, and they do special events also. And you can, you know, use that area. I'm trying to think if Dutchess County, you can check out the historic sites. Beacon is a very nice main street. A lot of little great shops. There's a train stop there from the city. So you come on a weekend and see people walking around. And down near the train station, if you're coming by train, there's a place called Sally Anders. And it's around the back of, there's a little hardware store there. And you go around the back and you go in. That woman has the most incredible soaps. And I guess her brother or somebody in her family who had a bad allergy, and they make these Castile soaps with olive oil, really, really good soaps. So you definitely want to buy some soap if you're down there and put it away, because it is, and it's the best smelling. Is all different types. Is eucalyptus. If you have a health problem, let them know. There might be one that works with it, like for psoriasis or whatever. But Sally Anders, and then on the main street, you've got different little shops and places to eat. There's one there that actually has a Doctor Who theme. We're walking by and we look in the window, and there's one of those weeping angel statues from Doctor Who. And you go in and there's like a Doctor Who, a little place to eat with sandwiches and stuff. The food was great. And then you got to look at all the different Doctor Who pictures and memorabilia that were in there. And the they have like a phone box, you know, that you go in, and the bathroom you're going, you know, it's very, very interesting. So you want to check that out. That's on the main street. You'll also find some antique shops. You'll find just a variety of things to do in downtown Beacon. Beautiful. Now, if you go a little bit south on the Hudson, you'll go to Cold Spring, and that's a nice little community. A lot of antiques, places to eat, and you could spend a nice day there. Going through different shops and all. Putnam County has a lot of great parks also, golfing, water sports, things like that. So I would say go on to their website and take a look. And we want to talk a little bit about Rockland County. Now, Rockland County, the Piermont community, is a very, very nice area. And again, you got great shops, you got restaurants, beautiful view of the bridge, park there, nice park. Next door is Nyack, very, very close. They have a lot of theater and the arts. So the Helen Hayes Theater is there. And, you know, you want to look up, if you're going to be in that area, look up what's going on in the arts, because you could probably catch some really nice entertainment while you're there. Also, a lot of parks. They do a lot of golfing down there. So if you like golf, that's a place to check ahead, though, because I don't know how crowded some of these different places are. And then you've got some historic sites like Stony Point State Historic Site is down in Rockland County. The shopping too. Now, you want your Apple Store, it's down there. You want your Costco, it's down there. So you want to go down into, that's West Nyack, you know, so you'll, Spring Valley. So you'll get a lot of really good shopping in that area. And, the restaurants are, you know, you've got your chains as well as your mom and pop, so you'll have a good time there. Now, I don't want to leave out Ulster County. So Ulster County, you can look at it in a variety of ways. Bel Air Mountain is really, really popular and busy in the summer, where you can go up, you can have concerts. Then in the winter, you've got your skiing. That's a really you know, that should be on your list of things to think about when you're thinking about where you're going. The communities, New Paltz, lots of restaurants, boutique shops. Walkill View Farms, terrific farm out there. They have great restaurants like the Mountain Brauhaus is one of my favorite. That's German food. So you can always find something great to eat. Lombardi's over in Gardner, which isn't too far. Fantastic Italian restaurant. Best bread. Boy, you can have a good time there. They're open just for dinner, though, not for lunches. You can go to the Mohonk Mountain House, which you can get like day passes. We can go in beautiful vistas, and they have swimming there. That's the place. If you're going to stay at a hotel chain, you know, you can go stay at the Mountain House. And they have also special event weekends. So there might be a weekend for people that like jigsaw puzzles or crossword puzzles or you know, whatever, cooking, different themes. So you can look up the different themes and then plan your trip to go along with that. So that's the New Paltz area. New Paltz also has Huguenot Street, which dates back, wow, it's way, way back. So it's pre-Revolutionary War, and it had to do with the French Huguenots when they came over. But you could see these beautiful buildings that date back to that time. And it's very, very, very nice history trip. And right around the corner from there is Krause's Chocolates, one of the best chocolate places you're going to find in the Hudson Valley. So you want to stop into Krause's and buy some chocolate before you go home. It's really, really good. And let's go a little bit north. We'll go up to the Kingston area. Now, Kingston, you've got the boat cruises and, you know, the river related activities, but you've got a whole area there with shops along the river and restaurants. There's a museum there. I think it's a trolley museum down at the bottom. right near the boats. So you can stop in there and tour the museum. And then, unless it's it might be a maritime museum, I'm not sure. But anyway, you'll have to look it up, Dave. There's a museum right there in the lower part of the Kingston area. They've got a lot of shopping along the Route 9 corridor, 9W corridor. You also have a stockade area. And the stockade area is in town, and a lot of great shops there. You know, there's things to do in that area that you don't see too many places. They do a big reenactment every couple of years. So you want to look on the website for Ulster County Tourism. And it's probably a City of Kingston website also, I would think. So you want to check those out. Now, just outside of Kingston, you could take Route 208 out, and you can go out towards Catskill Corners, which has the world's biggest kaleidoscope is there. You've got some spas and all. You could just a really, really nice, area. And then follow that farther out. And there are other little communities, Margaretville and things, where you can, they have little main streets. There's tubing out that way. The Tinkertown Tubes, I think this is the name. So if you like the tubing kind of experience and things on the water, the Delaware River, which is in Orange County, there's a lot of canoes and kayaks. The tubing and stuff in Ulster County, because there's a lot of waterways, water and things there, are worth checking out. I don't know if you need advance reservations. I know Tinkertown over there, there's also a place called Sweet Sue's. It makes the best waffles and breakfast, from what I understand. So one of these days I got to get out there. So that's out near Margaretville. And you go out farther, there's Andy's, New York. They've got really cool little shops. There's one mercantile place that has things like oil cloth and things you just don't find anywhere. I'm trying to think. There was a place called Paisley's that had really nice kind of crafts from all over the world. So those are terrific. Also in Ulster County, there's a place called the Craftspeople. You want to Google it and get the actual address. And the Craftspeople, there are so many people that do all kinds of crafts, and they sell them there. So when I was there the last time, it had like several buildings. So there was clothing, there was metalwork, gold and silver and all of that. So you can go and just amazing pottery and all kinds of glazed items. So you definitely want to check that out. And I'm trying to think also when you're going from Kingston out that way, there's a place called Kenco, K-E-N-C-O, terrific outdoors shop. It's big, and you can get everything from boats to you name it. And they also carry Columbia clothing. So you don't want to miss that. If you're into the outdoors, you'll be able to get some great stuff. Rock and Snow, I didn't mention them when we were talking about New Paltz. They're for people that want to climb. The Shawangunk Mountains are one of the most popular climbing destinations in the world. People come from all over the world to climb up the cliffs. So, and that's nice. That's right near the Mountain Brow House. So you can come down and get a gunk burger after you're done climbing the mountain. There's some good views too when you go up the mountains, and you can bring your camera. So, well, we're going to be running out of time, so I'm going to wrap it up. The county tourism sites would have more information, but these are just meant to give you some suggestions and ideas. If you haven't thought of something in a while, maybe this will trigger you to think about looking into anything that I might have mentioned. But the Hudson Valley is well known for its great restaurants, the Culinary Institute over in Poughkeepsie, New York, trains all kinds of great staff, people that can go out and run restaurants, and they go and they open their own restaurants. So you can actually go and be waited on over there, get a tour of the Culinary Institute, as well as see their graduates opening their own restaurants in other parts of the Hudson Valley. So I hope you like this. It's Spin the Dial number 2, and we talked about the Hudson Valley. Have a great week from Weekend Magazine. Bye-bye.